Today, we're starting a new feature on A Moment of Science we're calling Take a Guess. This is where you listeners write in with a question and a guess at an answer. The idea is that science isn't about knowing everything, but about thinking things through while remaining open to new suggestions. The guess file, please. Dear Moment of Science, my question is, why does the wind blow?
That's a good question.
And my guess is, the wind blows because the earth turns underneath it, making the air seem to move.
A reasonable guess. We know that the earth turns.
Indeed we do. But now let's put our guess to the test. How fast does the earth turn?
I actually know that one. It turns at about 1,000 miles an hour.
Everywhere?
I see what you mean. A point on the equator moves at about 1,000 miles an hour. But if you were sitting on the North Pole, you'd just be spinning around on one spot, which is 0 miles an hour.
Right. Your rotational speed decreases as you get farther from the equator and closer to the North or South Pole.
So, if the wind only seemed to blow because the Earth were turning, there would be a steady 1,000-mile-an-hour wind at the equator.
And no wind would blow at the North or South Pole. That's not what we find, though, so our guess is either wrong or incomplete.
Well then, does the wind have anything to do with the rotation of the Earth?
Next time.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by William Orham with help from Richard Van Cooten in physics. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.